The Gospel Crux. The hidden Torah of Jesus based on the Synoptic Gospels. An alternate rendering of the teachings of Jesus, with surprising psychological insights into the concepts of self, identity, and eternal life. Presented by Quest for Shalom. Written by J.K. Vaidyan. Narrated by Jonathan Smith. Disclaimer. This book is for you if, at any time, you have contemplated Darwin, his theory of evolution, and the advances in neuroscience on the one hand, and Jesus, his gospel of redemption, and the decline of Christianity in the Western world on the other. However, though you may meet the above condition, this book is not for you. If you are not open to reinterpretations of the teachings of Jesus that differ from your own beliefs, this is a work of creative non-fiction. The author is neither a trained theologian nor a native Hebrew speaker. The interpretation in this book are based on the author's understanding of the Synoptic Gospels, which may not be in agreement with your beliefs and all the doctrines of the religious faith, denomination, congregation to which you belong. The contents of this book are based on the author's imagination. The author makes no claim that the interpretations presented in this book are facts. The author neither asks nor intends that you consider these interpretations as facts. The contents of this book are solely for the purpose of presenting to you an alternate interpretation of the teachings of Jesus. If you are reading or listening to this book, you are advised to exercise your judgment and discretion. All questions on matters of faith, beliefs, and doctrine should be addressed only to duly ordained rabbis, priests, vicars, pastors of your religious faith or denomination or congregation. The author respects the rights of every individual, institution, and organization to stay true to their beliefs. The author's sole intent is to share perspectives that have the potential to unify people of varied faiths, including those who do not subscribe to any faith, without their having to let go of individual beliefs. All mentions of or references to Jews in this book are specific to and apply solely to Jews of the Second Temple period or Jewish contemporaries of Jesus as appropriate to the context. Likewise, all mentions of or reference to Israel, Israelites, and Hebrew in this book are specific to and apply solely to the nation and people of Israel and their language during biblical times up to and including the Second Temple period, ending in 70 CE and not beyond. Chapter 1. Besurus Hagiula. What if everything you know about the gospel, starting with the meaning of the word gospel itself, is wrong? The gospel is not that Jesus came into this world to save you and me. It is not that God became human, lived among us, and died on the cross to atone for the sins of all humanity. It is also not that through the resurrection of Jesus, we live in hope of eternal life, where eternal is regrettably both a mistranslation and a misunderstanding. To believe all of this is not wrong. To believe that this is the gospel of Jesus is wrong. The Hebrew for gospel is Besuras Hagiula. Translating it as gospel or good news is only half the story. Repeated usage of the phrase gospel according to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John has twisted the storyline further. The Besuras Hagiula that first John the Baptist and then Jesus preached is the announcement of the redemption. To the Jews of the Second Temple period for whom atonement was possible only through animal sacrifice, this was not an ordinary announcement. It was the announcement.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?